You want to see a real fascist? Let AOC and her ilk win in 2028, and then you'll see what fascism really looks like. Zach Abraham, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, well, I'd be better if socialism weren't having its moment in America. Oh my gosh, the results of the New York elections. Like every socialist that was up won.
I think the origin of this really is a failure of the education system. Mm. I listened to somebody, I'm forgetting who it was, but it was an elected official going off on this diatribe about capitalism, how it's this new theory that hasn't worked. And I was sitting there listening to it, and it wasn't one of those things that it made me mad. It honestly, my feeling on it has tempered and changed a little bit. I keep having these exchanges with people on social media, and I go, listen, if your comment or critique is that we have an issue about the concentration of wealth, and we have an issue with the concentration of power, I'm with you, and we need to address those things, and we need to make some tweaks. But saying you want to go abandon capitalism for socialism is saying, like, you have a stomachache, hand me a gallon of ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's anathema. Every single issue you have with capitalism only gets worse under socialism, right? Like,
it drags everybody down. It's not like it lifts you out of poverty. It drags other people down into poverty and misery and all of these things. I had to get a kick out of this, though. So there were some congressional races where the socialists won. And then even so the Democratic Socialists of America in New York, there's this woman named Aber Kawas who won a Senate race there. And the Democratic Socialists, a state Senate race, the Democratic Socialists put out this post celebrating her victory. It said, Palestine was on the ballot, and now a Palestinian-American Democratic Socialist is going to Albany. In a New York State Senate race, how is Palestine on the ballot?
In a Washington State income tax debate, how is Trump on the ballot?
It's a great point. Distraction.
No, and that's the man, and that's the frustrating part about it, because you're like, they are working you. They're insulting you. They're taking advantage of you. They're telling you, they're putting up this straw man that you're all focused on, right? Whether it's Palestine, whether it's Trump, that has zero impact on your everyday life as it relates to these things. And look at what they're doing. They don't want to address their record. They don't want to say what their plans are to fix the problems because they don't have any. Mm-hmm. They don't want to address their, but every way these people can touch and impact your life, we're not talking about that. And that's where I'm looking at people and going, wake up. There's a reason they don't want to talk about that. And they want to talk about straw men.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because they have no answer, and their answers will only double down on the issues that we have and make them worse. And they don't know what else to do. So what do? They resort to their ideology. Go after the rich, Trump bad, free Palestine from the river to the sea. Right. And just parrot it over and over, cover your ears, la, 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 la. I mean, that's what we're watching.
Yeah. And I guess the young people, I could forgive them. There's a lot of Mamdani supporters who are fairly young. And I think you're right. Failure of the education system. The people who I can't forgive. So it's like young people and then like the elderly. The elderly are close enough to World War II. Like, their parents probably had some pretty compelling stories for them. And they're close enough to, like, you know, the Red Scare and all of these things that were happening, you know, either while they were very young or while their parents, you know, were around experiencing it and then had them and told the stories. So it's the older people I don't understand.
I was taking my kid to something this last weekend, and there was this, like, for lack of a better term, this parade, and everybody was packing around. American flags were upside down, right? Like the, what is that?
We're in distress.
Yeah, distress. In distress. Right. In distress, and with rainbow flags.
Okay.
And I was so tempted to stop and ask them, just out of curiosity, what are you guys protesting? Right? And the reason why is I wanted to make a point to one of my kids, be like, now listen to what they're going to tell you. It's going to be because we're violating the right of immigrants, when we're in fact not doing that. It's going to be because of the genocide in Palestine, which is, look, I'm sensitive to what's going on in Palestine, but I also think that situation is more nuanced. people go, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, for starters, we're talking about a conflict that's been going on for 4,000 years. So I think catchphrases are probably not helpful.
Yes, and also if you're sympathetic to the people in Gaza, I think everybody's sympathetic to innocent lives, but are you showing equal sympathy for the innocent lives in Israel that were taken on October 7th? That's the issue.
Right. Why don't we quit looking at a human issue and making it political?
Yeah.
And sitting there saying, hey, babies and old people have been dying on both sides of this battle for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, and it's just the sad part to me is we've just gotten so extreme in every single way. Like I said, I want to stop and ask them, what is it that you're protesting? Mm-hmm. Do you even know?
Yeah.
And I think in their minds, they've got like some, you know, straw man that they're protesting or whatever, but you're protesting things that you have zero control over and that the people you elect have zero control over. And you're ignoring all of the things that you and they do have control over because you're attributing, like you would think if you're just reading the news right now, you would think that the greatest scandal and the biggest fiscal scandal we had in our country was the repairing of the reflection pool.
Yes, yes.
And now all of a sudden the press is all worried about, look, and if money was doled out untoward, I don't care who does it. Right. I'm all for government not wasting and not doing that. And so if there was something wrong, but the Democratic Party now, the DNC is worried about whether $10.5 million was spent correctly as it relates to fixing. Are you joking? Right? The party that says Doge is a complete joke and was a waste of everybody's time, we're concerned about $10 million to fix. You can't even follow it anymore. Right? It's gotten too bizarre.
You can't follow it. And it's all about, oh, Trump's a fascist. And it's like the most fascisty people right now are the socialists and the progressives. I mean, it's like you want to see a real fascist. Let AOC and her ilk win in 2028. And then you'll see what fascism really looks like. And you'll see what losing your liberty really looks like. And you'll see what re-education camps look like, because we're really not too far away from that ideology. It's just, I mean, I have been saying, go ahead.
No, there's people that are openly advocating that. You can find people all over the internet that are advocating political violence for change. You can find people that have been appointed to political positions that have advocated social violence and political violence for change.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nutty. And like you said, they are the fascists. And how do you know? Because there is no debate. Like, for instance, I can't tell you how many, and I'm trying to be really patient because, again, if I recognize that it's an educational issue, I need to be, if you're dealing with somebody that you can tell has any interest in discussing it, but that's why I've been pushing back on this Elon Musk thing. And I keep saying, can someone please tell me one person that has suffered in any way, economically, socially, or whatever, because Elon Musk is worth $1 trillion?
Right.
Can
How somebody does it affect please- you?
And if you think it does, I have great news. It doesn't, and I can explain to you why. And that why is because in a fiat currency world, money is completely fungible, which means how much he has. Now, if he is using that money to influence politics mm-hmm. and influence the law in an untoward way, we certainly need to look into that. But we didn't pick Elon Musk. Nobody voted him into office.
Right.
So why would that focus be on... Oh, it's corrupting politicians. Then blame it on the politicians.
Yeah.
They're the ones that took an oath to support the Constitution, uphold it. They're the ones that said they'd vote on your behalf. Elon Musk's job is to maximize shareholder value.
Yeah.
He's done his job really well. So do I think it's not something that we need to pay attention to? No, but I would say if we have outrage about undue influence of wealthy people, it should be aimed at the politicians who promised to act on your best interests. Elon Musk never promised you that, ever.
Yeah, yeah, and to your point, I mean, if he's got $1 trillion, well, I know it's not liquid, but, and he's using more money than anyone could ever dream of to influence elections, like obviously we need some sort of controls on that. But I was having a debate with somebody about this the other day, and I asked them when they said, do you think it's okay that Elon has $1 trillion? And I'm like, well, who gets to decide how much wealth an individual person should have? The government? He said, that sounds like a really slippery slope. I mean, and also you cap their earning potential and you cap their potential. I mean, think about if you'd only let Elon Musk be worth $100 million or something, what he might not have done. It's just crazy. I know we're far afield, but.
Here's the scariest part to me, and I do mean scary. Because when people start looking at markets and saying, I don't like that,
mm-hmm.
right? Which, and this is a perfect example for the environment that we're currently living in. We see this all over the place, right? When we decide that science and biology is inconvenient, we don't like it, we just get rid of it, right? Mm-hmm. And the outcomes are deleterious, right? We've seen it, right? The issue with the girl that was wrestling the other girl, yeah, in our state that got abused, in my opinion, got assaulted.
Yeah.
You see, okay, flip over to the economic side. When we play that game and we look at market outcomes, which is the marketplace, investors, and I didn't agree with them, right? I told everybody not to buy SpaceX IPO. And guess what? If you listen to me, you were able to buy it below the IPO price. Okay, so I'm not, but that is a market. Those are people making a decision. And when you look at markets and you decide you do not like them and those prices should be changed, there's a long history of that happening, and it never ends up well because it literally is the definition of second order effects. Meaning you sit there and you don't like that the market has valued Elon's work at $1 trillion. So you want to cap it. Guess what? You will get less Elon Musk's,
yep,
to some degree.
100%.
Okay. Or he'll just leave and go to another country. And I can promise you there are many that would sit there and go,
China,
Elon, bring that.
Yes.
Yeah, bring that trillion to us, baby. Yeah. And so it's just these second order effects things. And when you start saying that you don't like free markets and you don't like the outcomes that they're issuing, you don't like the prices that they're putting out there, and you start playing with those, there's a long history of that happening. And it usually ends up with the lowest common denominator in society, the most vulnerable, taking it in the shorts. And yeah, that's just what happens.
Yeah, it makes no sense. These people have lost their mind. All right, let's do a quick watchdogging. So we've talked about the failed King County Regional Homelessness Authority. It's just this massive entity that it was going to be the end all be all for homelessness. Not only has homelessness increased, in fact, they just released a new point in time count. Homelessness is up 9% over the last 2 years. So like 1,900 more people or something on the streets homeless. Now, the other wrinkle is there are some Democrats saying the King County Regional Homeless Authority, it's time for it to disband because there was an audit that found some very concerning behavior of money unaccounted for, so to speak. So have you heard what the City of Seattle and King County's solution for this is?
I haven't. Well, I don't think so.
They are going to spend $1 million to, you remember, the news came out that they said, okay, we're going to put this independent auditor sort of in the agency while we sort of figure out what to do. Well, they just had to admit that that's going to cost $1 million. So homelessness is up. The agency is a failure. It's failing audits. And the solution is to spend even more money on it. I don't understand.
I'll just make an open offer to the City of Seattle. If you're looking for an auditor to keep everything straight, I can guarantee you I'll find one between $150,000 to $200,000.
100%. Yep. And there it is. The government. How is it going to cost $1 million?
Well, because they've got to hire their buddy that runs a labor search program, and they got to pay a talent evaluator, and they've got to do this, and they've got to do that. And the short answer is because they've never run a business. They've never built anything, right? They don't know that you don't have to do all that nonsense. What we're talking about literally is probably freshman to sophomore level finance accounting.
Yeah.
Meaning the basic level of accounting you need to square this is you could get in a 200 level accounting class. This is not complicated. How do you know? Because the people that are doing it aren't complicated. Meaning whenever we've opened the books, mm-hmm, right? Whether it's Minnesota or whatever, one of the things that's most amazing or incredulous about the whole thing is how unveiled it is. Right? Like this isn't Bernie Madoff, right? You don't need to dig through the books to find these secret hidden expenses. Right. It's right there. You just need to balance the ledger and you'll see the problem. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's already been done, right? I mean, the overarching audit that looked at the last 5 years and flagged all these issues, that work is done. This is $1 million just to keep it above board until the city and county can figure out what to do with it. Look, I don't even care if they failed the audit. I don't care how much it would cost if it would be free to look into all of this. The problem is it's not working. That should be the reason to get rid of it. The problem is it's not working. And yes, it is a problem that it failed the audit, but we should be able to get rid of it just on the basis that homelessness continues to increase and has increased significantly every year since it went up.
Right. So like, do we really care about, like, and that's the other thing that just is mind blowing about this. Cause I care about the homeless people. I do. We've given substantial amounts of money to drug abuse stuff in downtown Seattle, homeless shelters, youth homeless shelters. I deeply care about those people. And that's one of the problems. You look at them and go, you're not helping. You're not doing anything positive for these people. The amount of people dying on our streets continues to rise every single year as well, right alongside the homeless rates. It, like you said, it's not working. Do we care about these people? Let's think, why is it that we have to keep going back to your toolbox that has three tools that don't work on anything?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't say you've got to cut taxes and do a bunch of Republican stuff. There's a much better effective. How do I know? Because we're spending tons of money and we're not seeing any improvement.
Yeah, we're seeing the opposite of improvement. Literally right. The opposite.
And that's where this gets me to, is I think that the average man on the street that votes for that stuff does want to see improvement. I think that the average politician has a general idea what's going on and knows that this isn't really about fixing the homeless problem. It's about Homeless Inc. and the way that it is allowing them to stuff their coffers, the way it's feeding more dues into SEIU, the way SEIU turns right back around and funds the Democrats. This is a money machine. And if you don't see it for what it is, you're just not looking. Because when you look at something like this, you go, why would they continue to do something that doesn't work? Ask that question 5 more times out loud. Because I guarantee you there's a reason. There's a reason. And it is working for them.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. So, Zach, wise as always, wise as always. I wish all voters were so wise as us.
It doesn't,
and humble it's and just, smart. And
hey, you're right there with me. It doesn't take Moses-like wisdom. It's more just looking outside and going, yeah, it's raining.
Yeah, third grade education, maybe.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yep.
Socialism bad. Socialism bad. All right, Zach, thank you.
Yes, have a good one.